You.
Who, me, you?
Are an adult.
Yes.
You do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to change for nobody.
All right.
That is, until these people all of a sudden show up at your house.
Oh.
Because even if it's not mandated by your partner, you may feel like some changes are necessary.
Yeah.
Even though every little change makes your life a hell of a lot harder.
Yes.
Inside your own house.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy.
What?
Big week in the Duffy household.
What do you got going on?
My father-in-law and his wife are coming to town.
Yeah, you have a very unique father-in-law.
I think unique.
I've never seen a father-in-law look like that.
It's an understatement.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't understand why you wouldn't see a father-in-law.
You never saw a father-in-law like that before you met that guy.
I never had a father-in-law before that guy.
But he's just...
Checkmate.
He's just the way he presents himself.
Okay, so let me explain.
All right.
He and his wife, they live in Iowa.
Which is also weird.
Why?
I mean, to go from Jamaica to Iowa seems a little odd.
He made a few stops.
He went from Jamaica to Montana to Delaware to Iowa.
Yeah, he's a rambling man.
So he and his wife, they live in Iowa, and they come out to our place like every 4 or 5 years and stay for a little while. And it's a big deal in our house.
Mm.
So here's the thing. I love my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Great guy. Awesome to have him around.
Yeah, he's smooth.
Yes. Great dude. Mm. That being said, he and I could not be more different in the way we live our lives.
Yeah, he's cool.
I'm guessing not a lot of people live their lives like your father-in-law.
All right, so let me break it down.
Mm.
As Tommy mentioned, he is off the boat Jamaican, was born and raised there. He didn't come to the U.S. till he was in his
20s. Yeah.
He is a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
No meat at all. He is Jewish. He converted to Judaism like 25 years ago, which means he also keeps kosher. So we got to consider that while he's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He has dreads that go down to like his ass crack. He rolls those dreads into a bun on his head. He puts his yarmulke on the roll of dreads on his head. And then he puts the Rasta hat over all of that.
Yeah.
And that's how he leaves the house. He doesn't watch any sports.
Right.
He's a massive sci-fi nerd, like a huge fan of the original Star Trek. He dresses impeccably every time he leaves.
Yeah.
Like, will not leave the house without at minimum a collared shirt, but most of the time he wears like a formal jacket over.
Yeah.
Right? He and his wife currently live in a tiny home they built in Iowa.
He's talking about this at your wedding.
There you go. He is very minimalist.
Mm.
He doesn't own many things. He smokes weed, which no one in my household does.
Yeah.
And with he and his wife rolling into town, the debate has now become in our house. How much do we, as a family, have to change our life to make them more comfortable while they're here?
Well, you got to entertain them, right? And they're older, right? He's an older cat.
Oh, yeah. He's in his 70s. She's in her 50s.
How do you tailor your refrigerator, everything you use?
Okay, Kimmy is having the conversation I'd like to have. You're just going off like Carl. I'm over here.
He's pretty cool, man. And he gets high all day.
Well, it's not... like the reason other people get high. He was a Rastafarian.
I got it. Hey, it works for me.
Okay. You were saying, Kimmy?
No, you were talking about, you know, the changes you're going to have to make them feel more comfortable. And, I mean, besides, like, what Tommy said, like, entertainment-wise, like, just the day-to-day little stuff you may have to change around. I mean, I'm sure he's not expecting you to do anything.
Oh, no, he's not that kind of guy.
So it's one of those things where you guys kind of have to figure that out ahead of time, like what he's going to need.
Does he drive?
He drives, yeah. They're driving here from Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to take him shopping or anything?
No, he'll have his car here.
But you got to have food for him.
He loves Wegmans.
Oh, all right.
Because I don't think there's a lot of grocery stores with kosher options in Iowa, I would assume.
Yeah.
So like he heads out to the Pittsburgh Wegmans and goes like kosher crazy.
So that's pretty easy then if you don't have to like cook for him.
Okay. Well, no, but here's the thing. My wife is going to want to cook for her dad, and he's going to want to cook for us, and that's problem one.
Why?
Bro.
He's vegetarian.
Well,
you eat all your little sissy salads.
He loves fish.
We're going to be smelling some weird Duffy farts this week.
No, you ain't kidding, man.
Yeah, but he's a Jamaican making you fish.
Yeah, it's not.
It's got to be delicious.
Nope. No, it's not. It's not good.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually like jerked fish.
Let me put it this way. Well, no, we're not talking about how your mom did it. Let's put it this way. Every fish she's
don't
ever
drag my family into your problems.
Every fish she's ever prepared for me still had its face.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So then you but then you cut yeah, but that's
yeah,
pretty
like
standard.
That.
Yeah,
like
but
but you cut into
it. I think
it.
It's just the look of it all.
Yeah, it's not fun for me.
All right.
Can I tell you a story? First time I met my father-in-law, I pick him up from the airport.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we're just engaged, we're not even married yet. And you know, I meet him, he comes up, he goes, "I want to make dinner for everybody." So the dinner he made us Now, keep in mind, I have only known my wife for like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
We're at her apartment. He made us, what's the flatbread? Why am I blanking right now? The flatbread?
Pita?
Nope. Jewish bread.
Matzah.
Matzah. Yeah. Okay, so matzah, avocado, some other vegetable, and sardines.
Oh. That sounds good.
No. It was, you know what, what's the opposite of good?
Sardine?
No, bad. It was bad. It was horrible.
If you don't like sardines.
Bro, I had to choke that thing down in front of him because I didn't want to be disrespectful. Oh, my
sardines
God.
Sardines are really
tasty. Because if you took the sardines off it, you probably could have made it work. But the smell alone.
Oh, it was God. It was God. It was in my then girlfriend, now wife's studio apartment. the windows didn't open. It was brutal.
All right.
All right. So the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. And like when you have guests coming over, Tommy, you can go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You can say you're coming here to experience our lives so you can do what we do.
Yeah.
Or we are here to cater to you.
And you're a guest in my house.
Exactly. And it gets more complicated, I think, when it's your in-laws. Because you want to be accommodating and kind. I mean, they are your family.
Yeah.
But it gets hard with your in-laws and how you accommodate them. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, because you got to play nice. And basically, you had to cater to them.
So you say I should be catering everything to them?
Yeah. It'll make your life a lot easier.
Are you saying that because you want me to be miserable, or are you saying that because that's what you would do?
You're going to be miserable either way. You don't want the blowback from the wife.
Okay.
That's your father.
Okay.
So you got to treat him like gold.
Oh, I do.
So, like, you got to bend over.
But you could cater to them and still get it wrong and then just kind of be wasting your time.
Well, it depends how – I don't see you – are you a good host?
Yeah, I'm a great host.
Everybody says that. But seriously, deep down in a sober moment, are you a good host?
They do have house guests a lot, I feel like.
And they leave quickly.
It's like they have family from out of town that always
Yeah, but
stays.
His family's easy to entertain.
No, I'm talking about his wife's family, too.
Your father's hard to entertain?
Yeah.
I trust your wife with all this.
Yeah.
I mean, it is her family.
I'm the one that's going to be spending the most
time
with
her. Yeah, you'll be home,
yeah. Yeah, she's working.
Right.
Right? I got to be...
But I'm saying, like, follow her lead in terms of, like, what... Like, how far out of your way you should be going.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does the average spouse bend over backwards when the in-laws are coming over? Or do you subtly let them know, hey, you're here, my turf?
Yeah, but that, how does that, I mean, it's such a dick thing to do to
someone. I mean, not in, like, a look at him like, hey, you're my world now.
And he's also granddad.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to kiss his granddad ass.
No, I do. I like the guy
That's
a
what
lot.
That's I'm saying, yeah.
I just, you know, like, I mean, again... Kosher, pescatarian, vegetarian, only eats fish. Like, you know,
he's a handful, man.
Yeah, you got to go to temple. Like, all of these things, like, the way he looks. The other funny thing, too, man. Like, I'm trying to come up with stuff for him and I to do together, right? To spend time with my father-in-law coming to town, 70-year-old Jamaican man who dresses like a formal version of Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Right? We don't have a single thing in common.
Yeah, but you could try some things.
Like what?
Get high with him.
I don't want to get high.
Oh, smoke some weed.
I don't. Well, look what are
you, St. Patrick? What?
Those gummies are still rotting away in your pantry if you haven't thrown them away
yet. Does he drink?
Oh, yeah, he drinks.
I'll have a drink with the guy.
No, the other funny thing, here's the other.
Oh, I don't want to drink.
No, I'll drink with him.
Get a cheat day.
I have to go out and get specific beer for him.
Oh.
Yes.
Was it Red Stripe?
Nope. Wow.
Well, that's a Jamaican beer.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Is that Jenny? Like, does he like
racist
the local
to say
stuff?
That?
No, I'm going to go. I'll go a step further. Heineken.
Oh.
I have found in my world of travels, black guys love Heineken beer.
It's a top shelf beer.
I mean, no, it is. But of all the beers you could have picked,
all right.
Like I have to go out and get like a 12 or a Heineken to make sure he's got enough Heineken.
Yeah, man, you could just sit out in the back porch and have a beer with
the guy. No, I know, but he's
going to
want. I'm not getting high. I do not do well under the influence of marijuana.
Oh, you get
if you're worried about it.
Pass it around.
Why don't you come over and get high with us?
Bro, if he's making fish, I'm there. I'll eat that son of a bitch's sardines. And his fish with the head on it. I love that stuff.
The other funny thing?
What?
Okay, so my father-in-law, when I'm out with him,
we
stand out when it's just he and I.
Well, yeah, man. You look a little different.
I'm 6'3", bearded Irishman. He's about 5'6". He's in his 70s. The dreads. He also wears a dashiki on a semi-regular basis.
So that's the long African shirt.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like
super comfortable.
It looks like I'm a bodyguard for a UN diplomat.
Yeah.
Like when we leave the
that's
house.
That's a good way to put it.
Very straight.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Do you bend over backwards for the in-laws, or is
nobody
it more
goes
like,
over our house?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we don't have. We're not hosting anybody. Like I don't.
They look
had,
like that house when they find out. Yeah, they had like a 17-year-old son that they never let out of the basement.
What?
I mean, you do kind of live like there's going to be a documentary about your life.
We've never had any in-laws.
The boy
stay
under the porch. Tonight on Channel 10.
Oh my God! Like, what if we've worked with her this but whole time?
She has a boy under the porch. And she's out wearing his clothes right now. Miss Kimmy, let me out. Miss Kimmy, I'll be good. I'll be quiet. Miss Kimmy, just give me my clothes back.
I don't know what's happening.
You were saying Kimmy.
We're accusing you of being
Oh my God, shut up. Jesus Christ.
Well, you asked. What are you saying?
Are you done?
Yes, I'm
done.
Miss Kimmy.
I have a fear. I have a fear because have you ever been to somebody's house where they almost do too much for you and like you feel like you have to eat something even though you don't like it
sure.
or you feel like you have to do something their way because that's how they think you want it. So like while I want somebody to be comfortable, I also want them to know that they're welcome to do their own thing.
No, I know what you mean. It is like this weird standoff.
Yeah, I don't want to create an itinerary for anybody where they feel obligated to like do something if they don't really feel like it.
All right, so where's the happy medium then?
There ain't one.
No, what she just said is a valid concern. Like, I don't want to go over the top.
Because there are sometimes, I go to somebody's house and they're a great host, but I also feel like it's so regimented that I feel uncomfortable. Even though they're doing everything to make you feel comfortable, it's almost like too much.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. My father-in-law and his wife are coming to town. They get here tomorrow. They're going to be staying with us for a little while. He's off the boat Jamaican. He's in his 70s. He's a vegetarian. He's Jewish. He doesn't watch any sports. He dresses impeccably every time he leaves the house. He lives in a tiny home in Iowa. He and his wife, they're very minimalist. He gets high, which I don't. And we're trying to figure out here, like, how we're going to cater to them when they get here. Hello? The other complicated thing.
What's that?
I don't know if this is exclusive to my wife's family, but all of her family, when they come and stay with us, they arrive without a departure date.
Oh open-ended show up.
Yep. Like I said, my father-in-law and his wife are driving from Iowa. They get here tomorrow, and then they leave when they're done.
Because they don't have to catch a flight, so they're just...
Yeah.
They can stay
till they're sick of you.
They could stay 3 days, they could stay 2 weeks. And like her mom, her siblings, her aunts, her uncles, I don't know if it's a Jamaican thing, they all do that.
Yeah, but you know, they got it good when they come over your place.
What does that mean?
They got it good.
No, it has nothing to do with... He's a successful guy.
He ain't.
In his tiny home.
His tiny little home in Iowa.
Yeah.
And his doctor daughter.
Okay.
That's how he prefers to live, right?
I understand. But, you know, it's nice to, you know, stretch your legs a little bit.
My brother-in-law, my wife's sister's husband, is also a doctor in Philadelphia. Yeah. They come until question mark. I don't know if this is a cultural thing. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, but you don't do that with them.
No. Well, I make
When was the last time you actually went to visit?
Well, I can't because my work schedule is so hard. But they go.
But the doctor's isn't?
Yeah, isn't that weird how that works?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how that all
works? Some kind of table waiting for a knife?
What can I do? I mean, it's so hard to get time off around here. That I wish I could leave. But I can't.
But your family is also like, your dad just shows up randomly, right?
Well, yeah, but no. Like, if my dad was like, hey, if we lived out of town, and my dad like showed up like, hey, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to be like, okay, what day? My first question would be, what day are you leaving?
So you would tell him you got to go?
No, I would ask, how long do you plan on staying?
Well, that's kind of, that's the same thing.
No, it's, come on, wait.
Oh, when are you leaving? Just getting in the door.
Well, how long are you planning on staying for?
Like, yeah, that's always a very loaded question.
You would ask that question too?
No.
My ass. Oh, really? So when your stepkids, when your stepson and his wife, they come over, you don't ask? Like, how long?
No, because they can say, I got no control over that.
Okay, I guess it's different.
Yeah
and I don't want my wife to think I'm giving the kid a bum's rush out of there.
Okay.
Man, that would light my ass up for a month.
I don't ask when they're leaving because it's my in-laws, but I just think like maybe it's appropriate to give me like a day on the calendar I could put a red dot on, like we are doing this until now.
Have you ever been to Iowa?
I mean, not only in a professional capacity.
No, I mean, have you ever visited that?
Oh, no.
Never?
He's got a tiny house.
Yeah,
where am I staying?
They stay? In a tent?
Yeah. Get a hotel.
In Iowa?
You never visited him?
No, I've never visited.
Well, how long have you known him?
Since I've known my wife, 15 years.
Wait, you've been with your wife 15 years.
Never
went
out.
You've never gone to Iowa and visited them?
I'll be honest, my wife hasn't even ever brought it up.
Has she gone?
Nope.
Well, I guess because he comes to you, yeah. So you don't need to.
Yeah, but not once.
Well, the rest of the family, even his siblings, are on the East Coast. They're in Jersey, Delaware, Philly, New York.
All right.
So he comes out to see everybody, so we don't really have to.
That's sweet.
Would you want to go to Iowa?
No, but I mean, I just figured you got roped into it once. Because there's always one. There's always that one thing you got to do in your marriage that just sucks. And I would think Grandpa lives in Iowa would be that dreaded trip.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of my wife's family lives in Delaware.
Yeah, another crappy state.
That's what I'm saying. I have to go to Delaware sometime.
Iowa, I mean, Delaware is the Iowa of the East Coast.
Yeah, okay, you know.
Yeah.
All right. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. We got a ton of folks. I'm sorry, I've been rambling. I didn't even notice. Stacy writes, you have to do what your guests want to do, especially when they're in-laws. Just eat a little bit of different food for a couple of days and everything will be
fine. Eat the sardine. Eat the fish with the head on it.
Meanwhile, Brian writes, this looks like it could be a male-female thing. He's coming to your home. He can adjust to your lifestyle. I understand the way he eats can't be changed, but just because he eats that way doesn't mean you have to eat that way.
My house, my roof. My roof.
Would you or your wife be offended if, like, you went out of your way to, like, buy stuff for him that you thought he liked and he didn't use any of it?
No, because I don't
eat any of it.
I don't know what he's into.
Okay.
Like, you know, he's always full of surprises, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
does he have a hobby? Weed?
I don't know if that's a hobby. I think it's more of a religion.
Was for a guy who used to work here.
Okay. No, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what his hobbies are.
Is he golf? Is he?
No, he doesn't golf. Golf?
Oh, he doesn't like sports, right?
Not a sports guy.
Hmm. All right.
And I don't know if you can go on most courses in a dashiki.
Right, you probably can in certain countries.
I don't know. Do they make collared dashikis? No, I'll be honest with you. I've known the guy 15
like
years.
What activities could you do together?
I get along great with him. We always like talk for like forever when he's here.
Does he exercise, walk?
Yeah, I mean, he's in great shape. I don't think he like exercises.
Oh.
That's the other thing that makes me mad about my Jamaican side of the
family. Well, he's clean living.
Well,
the vegetarian.
Other than the drinking and the smoking the weed.
Yeah.
They're just naturally muscular. Like, this is going to sound weird. I know he doesn't.
Already
like,
does.
I know he doesn't work out. But like one time I had to go up and be like, hey, man, we're leaving for something last time he was here.
Mm.
And he popped out with his shirt off. And he's 70. And the dude's like jacked.
Wow.
And I know the dude
doesn't work out.
He doesn't like work out. Doesn't do anything. I was like, wow. And I, like part of me almost was like, are you serious? Not that shirt's off. Well, how come you get to look that way and you don't do anything?
You're quite a muscular grandpa.
I was very surprised by my muscular grandpa. Muscular Grandpa, one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
I don't even know how that would go.
Yeah, you wouldn't because you used to be good at this. Now you're just a sack of your old self. That wouldn't frustrate you?
That I have in-shape father-in-law?
Well, isn't he really active? Like, does he do a lot of stuff around
I've never
the
seen him work out.
Or...
Okay, so my wife just texted me as she's listening, which means I'm going to pay for this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
He's into gardening.
Yeah.
Oh.
He gets a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that.
Muscular grandpa out in the garden.
Shirtless. All right. Well, thanks for the help, guys.
Well, it's hard. I mean, he's so unique. What about his?
Let your wife take the lead.
What about grandma?
So that's not grandma. That's his wife.
Yeah, but I mean, do the girls think of that as like a grandma?
Nope.
They don't call her. They call her
side grandma.
They call her by her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't call her like side grandma.
No, I think side grandma would be disrespectful. I think.
What? No. Really.
I think it would be disrespectful.
Grams too.
Electric Boogaloo. I think it would be disrespectful to both their actual grandma and the woman who's not their grandma, but you call side grandma.
But, I mean, they live together.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's relatively new, like, in family in the picture. She's only been around a couple of years. So, yeah, I know even less about
her. Is she, like, the same style of
everything? Yeah. I don't think you could live in a tiny home with someone and not live almost exactly.
Well, you're going to listen to Muscular Grandpa. He writes the rules and that. Iowa house.
All right, I'm going to talk him into taking his shirt off. I'm going to take a picture of him, and I'm going to text
him
to
you.
And you're going to be like, wow, that's a muscular grandpa.
Wow.
And then
he's 70s.
Yeah, he's in his 70s. I'm going to start an OnlyFans.
All right.
Muscular Jamaican Jewish grandpa.
That would probably be a hit.
I wonder, that would be a fun hobby to take up with my father-in-law, starting his OnlyFans.
Hey, you
want to
make a little money on the side?
We try to warn you.
What's that?
And shame on the folks who thought they were going to get away with this. Not that what these folks did is like super immoral.
Yeah.
It's more the arrogance of it.
Yeah.
Because the general rule is, if you're just a regular everyday person and you believe you've managed to outsmart the government.
The law.
You're probably wrong.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of people found that out the hard way.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The last 2 years in the state of New York has seen a massive increase in license plate fraud. Specifically, people who mess with their plates so that plate readers like the ones on the thruway that will charge you for tolls can't get your information to send you a bill.
Mm.
So we talked about this a few months ago when we shared with everyone that the state was planning on cracking down. And guess what?
Yep.
They did. For 1 week in early May, the state ran Operation Plate Check with a focus.
Great name. They kicked that on around for a while.
You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
You can't insult names. You can't speak.
I had a mouthful of tomato.
So it was a focus on catching folks who were doing this.
Yeah.
Tommy, statewide, you want to guess how many tickets they wrote with the folks they caught?
How long? A week?
A week, yeah.
1,000?
1,000. Kim, you want to take a shot?
Oh, 10,000.
Wow, you way overshot it. 3,308 tickets in 1 week.
That's a lot, man.
I was just going based off of how many calls we got on that one segment.
Okay, maybe all of them.
And that means they had to go buy something or alter. They had to do some work here.
Yeah, yes. No, people did their research.
So for folks who don't know how this works, like Amazon sells a ton of this stuff. Where
how do they get to sell that legally?
There's a ton of illegal stuff you can buy on Amazon.
But it's open.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's not necessarily used for illegal stuff, but there are stickers of letters you can put over the letters on your license plate that make them disappear when they're taken by a picture.
Yeah.
There are physical plate coverings.
It's like a shield.
Yeah, you press a button and it comes down so it covers your license plate. It was getting as simple as guys on motorcycles taking pieces of cardboard, reaching behind them and covering up the license plate when they were going under the reader.
Yeah.
I mean, these were
okay.
So here's the thing.
What?
I know that 3,308 tickets statewide doesn't sound like a lot, but I want you to keep in mind.
What's that?
It was just 7 days.
Yeah.
These were just the people on the road trying to mess with the plate readers at the time.
Yeah.
And they only use state troopers and a dozen local agencies. So they stay statewide, but it's not like every police department in New York was focused on doing this. So here's the thing.
What's that?
I'm not here to argue the morality of this, right? It's tolls. People will argue they're not hurting anyone. Fine. But the arrogance of this, Tommy, I think is what is alarming.
Yeah.
You bought stuff to make your numbers non-reflective, whatever. And you thought eventually
they'd never find out.
I mean, come on!
Yes.
Right?
And you take the same roads all the time.
Yeah.
That's why you have these things.
But there's also a literal photo to document the license plate being gone.
Well,
right?
Here's the thing. That's not helping the state because without your license plate, they have no way of identifying who you are.
True. Mm. That's true.
They had to actually get physical police officers to go out, pull these people over, and write them tickets after they discovered that they were doing stuff to mess with their plate.
Yeah.
So that photo, Kimmy, as much as I get where you're coming from, wasn't helping the state at all. I mean, you thought you were going to outsmart an entire system the state of Amazon or the state of New York rolled out with the help of Amazon.
Because if you're protesting not paying for the road, that doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Why don't you want to pay for the road you use so it doesn't collapse on your head?
So I know the calls that are coming in. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The big argument is going to be two of them.
Mm.
One, other states don't charge for toll roads.
Some states don't.
Two,
yeah.
The state of New York, when they rolled out the thruway system, it was only supposed to be a 10-year toll, and then it was going to pay for itself. And now they're just extending it to collect tax money from you and me and everybody else.
Yeah, but the tolls aren't new. I guess.
They're not new. They were only supposed to be every 10 years.
But that's where I don't get the anger comes from because, yes, they took the toll booths away.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of getting your money, but it's almost like people are reacting to it like they all of a sudden implemented the tolls. The tolls have always been there. They're just, easier to pay now.
Well, there was no way to not pay them before, unless you wanted to blow through the easy pass, in which case you were going to get busted.
Yeah.
I mean, now you have a way to subvert the toll payment.
All right. It just seems to me like, by the way, go to those states where you don't pay for those tolls. Go drive through Kentucky and tell me how great those roads are.
I'm with you 100%. I'm with you. Like, any state that had toll roads that took them away, the roads suck.
Man, Louisiana is horrible.
Bro, even in Pennsylvania, when you cross over the 90 into Pennsylvania,
the
road changes.
You're riding rough.
Yes, exactly. It's like being with Tommy's mom, just a rough ride the entire time.
Why did I hurt my mother? Is that you on top of my mother?
No, it was her on top of me.
Oh, I don't know why that was so awkward.
What's this?
Of all the motions we've made in this room, why is that one disturbing?
I think it's because you could actually see her doing it.
It's him doing him an imaginary mom.
I understand what it
writing
is.
Writing him.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. First week in May, the state of New York went out of their way to do Operation Plate Check. Focus on catching people messing with their license plates and not have to pay things like tolls on the throughway. And they say in a matter of a week, they got over 3,000 people with a couple of state trooper places, a couple of state trooper barracks, and 12 different state people. Were you going to say something? I'm sorry. Okay, fantastic. I wish they would make public some of the body camera footage of the people they pulled over.
Oh.
Because, like, again, these are not hardened criminals.
Yeah.
Right? These are dads in pickup trucks who ain't paying a toll when they're taking their kids to soccer practice. But, like, when the cop pulled up to your window and let you know why you were pulled over.
Because he sees you got a reader or a plate blocker.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What did the people who got busted say?
I didn't know it was on there.
You can't play dumb.
They got put on there.
You're like,
you fiddled with it.
You tampered with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, do you come clean and just be like, yeah, you got me, which would be the appropriate thing to do? Do you start to preach about tolls in New York and how they're BS because you're going to get the ticket anyway?
Yeah. There isn't much to say, really, but that doesn't stop people.
I would also love to know how many of those over 3,000 cars that got tickets for this had a back the blue sticker on the back of their car.
Could have that.
Because that could also make things uncomfortable as the cop is writing you the ticket. I support law enforcement, except for right now.
I don't want to pay for it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Here, what I'm thinking is, you guys said that there's no way to identify these vehicles as they're going underneath the tolls as to which vehicle is not paying because it's not taking a picture.
Sure.
So how are they pulling over these vehicles? Are they just eyeing out cars that look suspicious and pulling them over? How do you pick which one went through illegally?
So we don't have official word on this. The article I read, according to someone who was in the know, they do have technology if you are sitting there that can tell if some of these plates have been tampered with. One, if you see the actual plate get covered.
Maybe you could see it.
And two, there's a way where you can like look through a lens and see if people have these like reflective stickers that would take a number or two away.
Boy, I wouldn't want that. I'm just staring through a lens at people's plates doing 72 miles an hour.
I mean, that's kind of running radar, right?
I don't know, but you're looking through something, right? At this point, running radar, you're just triggering. Another way, you're holding binoculars to your face.
Again, this is just speculation. I'm not entirely sure. Unless there's something they can tell when the cars go under where it's like, that didn't read it, go get them.
Yeah, by the way, it's only supposed to be a 10-year plan for the throughway.
Yeah, you literally sound like a criminal. You sound like a criminal.
I know. All right, guys, have a good week.
All right, now, guys. We had a lot of fun back there, but let's get serious now. Supposed to be a 10-year plan, and they're really milking the system here.
I kind of just assumed that people that were really against paying the tolls were already taking different roads to avoid the tolls.
But that's,
you know what I mean?
Thank you.
I kind of thought like they had already given up on like on the throughway.
But
in
I
general.
Do like the convenience of the thing I hate.
But that's just it. It's like being like going to a movie theater and being like, you're going to let me in here for free before the movie comes out where I can watch it for free on television. Like 104 exists for free.
Yeah.
It goes east to west.
Yeah.
You can take it.
It's old school.
You can go on your maps right now on your phone.
Find 10 different ways to get where you're going.
You can click a button, Kimmy, that says, no tolls, please.
I'll take Route 17 in New York, thank you.
It'll take you around.
Exactly.
I'll get there in a month.
Bro, you can get to the moon on 5 and 20. Yeah. 5 and 20 takes you everywhere. Just use those.
Yeah, you go.
Right? Like, look.
All the way to Seattle.
If you have a legitimate ethical problem with the tolls, fine.
Mm.
You know, show it by not buying items to cover up things to use the road that you are protesting against. Also, there's a massive difference between a ticket like what we're describing and any other moving violation you're going to get. Because, like, speeding happens. Everyone does it.
Mm.
It's a decision you make in the moment. There are 1,000 reasons, Tommy, you could have expired tags from dragging your feet to not having the money to get your car to pass inspection.
Yeah.
Right?
Riding poor.
It's not really malicious. With these altered plate tickets, the only way you were going to get one is if you made a conscious decision to alter your plates to get out of having to pay.
It was work.
Right? And going even further, the more expensive your vehicle is when you get busted with one of these things, the more embarrassing it is for you.
Oh.
Because if you're in like a $90,000 pickup truck and you didn't want to pay the $270 for the throughway trip, you kind of look dumb.
Yeah.
Fair?
Or chintzy.
Right? Well, no, you're not chintzy because you paid $90,000 for a pickup truck.
Yeah, but then you chintz out on that.
Okay.
I guess, where your chintz lands.
What's your priorities?
I know. It makes no sense.
If you're driving a rusted out crap box and you paid $5 for the things because I can't afford the tolls, I'll listen to that argument.
I mean, if you got a gig you got to get to.
Fine, yeah. But like.
Yeah.
I think this stuff will always exist, though, because is this the same guy? I don't know why. I'm just assuming it's a guy that buys a license plate shield or whatever. Is that the same guy that, 10, 20 years ago had like the radar thing in his car?
Oh, the radar detector.
Yeah. To try to
same guy.
Avoid the speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way,
that'd be the same thing.
But
right?
As far as we know, those are legal.
Not in Canada.
I thought they were illegal.
No, remember?
In certain states or something.
We had a story like three weeks ago. Remember, a guy had his radar detector stolen in a parking lot in Brighton, and he called the cops.
Yeah, you're right.
And we were like, why would you call the hello,
but I
officer?
I guess I just haven't seen one of those in so long.
But that's also a dick move. Radar detectors are only guys I knew that had that were huge dicks.
All right, here's the thing, though. You use maps on your car, right, when you're driving?
Yeah.
Maps?
Like Google Maps, yeah, whatever, Waze, whatever it is?
Yeah.
When it tells you that there is a cop up.
Sometimes it'll, give you a heads up.
Yeah.
Do you not use that?
Of course I use it.
What's the difference?
I'm a big dick.
Okay.
I know this. I was with a guy that got busted in Canada, man, and he yanked that thing right out of his car.
Wait, he took it from him?
Trooper, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They're called Mounties.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy's name.
Okay. We got folks writing us messages on Instagram coming in. Mike writes us on Instagram. He says, Duffy, there are people who don't know their plates are like this. My brother bought fake numbers and put them on his wife's plate and didn't tell her because he knew she'd say no. Could you?
Why would you do that,
man?
Imagine.
Oh, God. You got your wife busted?
Bro.
And she didn't know it?
And she's going to argue with the
insist.
With the cop,
yeah. She would be
like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, think about that. She could be getting, angry, and rightfully so. Like, of course I didn't do this, and your husband
did it and didn't tell
you. Oh, my God.
That could be grounds for, we getting divorced.
I agree with you.
What else have you done behind my back?
No kidding. Why would you not have that? And by the way, if your wife is trying to lead you down the road of don't be a petty criminal for no reason, why would you not listen to her?
Don't fight her on it.
Yeah, don't make her a criminal too.
Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Even something as simple as a license plate cover or protector can be a ticketable offense, so it was probably easy to see offenders at a glance. I'm also getting people saying there are some of those clear.
Oh, yeah, it's like a film that goes over, but it blurs everything out.
Yeah, when you take a picture, it'll blur it. So.
And you can buy all that stuff. You said on Amazon?
They're all over the place. Connor writes
many places.
I'm going to do the voice I assume Connor would say this in. Tommy made a good point about not paying for the road you drive on. However, it's not like New York is maintaining them anyways. I think the thruway's pretty well maintained.
Pretty smooth, actually.
Have you ever gotten stuck in the through, in standstill traffic on the thruway?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to get out of your car? It is remarkable how smooth that road
is. Yeah, it's like carpet.
You have to get out of your car?
You've never gotten out of your car and stand still?
Yeah, you get
traffic?
Stuck in there for so long.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
people get out. Some people go to
taking
a whiz.
Yeah.
No.
You got kids, you got to take dumps.
It's still moving a little tiny bit.
No, there was a time they had to drop, somebody got, it was a bad accident.
Yeah.
And they had to land a helicopter.
Oh, my God.
But we were there for an hour. So I was like, I had to go pee. And I was like, wow, this is, I could roller skate on this. This could be the greatest thing that ever happened in the NFL.
Okay.
It would somehow make them more powerful.
How much more power do they get?
I don't know, man. It is a little bit scary. That being said, it will happen if NFL owners allow it.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Okay, we'll jump right into it.
Good.
You're trying to figure out how NFL players could be involved in the 2028 LA Summer Olympics.
They're going to be playing football in the Olympics.
They are playing football in the Olympics. It has been confirmed.
All right.
Yes. And what is your issue?
What countries play football that can match up against the NFL?
Well, is it actual football?
It is flag football.
Okay.
Oh, for God's sake.
What is that?
I thought they were playing football.
Flag football.
It's like PE.
It's pretty exciting. Have you ever watched?
Yeah. Really fast.
You know what's really cool? What? Actual football.
Says man who doesn't watch actual football.
I watch actual football.
You say
I'm going to watch any football. I'm not going to watch flag football.
Well, that's who they're looking for. If I'm going to watch any football, they're trying to get you in there.
So do they play flag football outside this country?
Yes, they do, apparently.
Oh.
I was unaware of this either. I mean, obviously, we're the best at it because we invented football, right? So flag football, it's 5-on-5, 12 players on a team, will be happening in – the Olympics. And right now, there is already a United States national flag football team that was anticipating on playing.
But not NFL guys.
Without NFL players. Right.
Probably some college guys, I would imagine.
I don't think it's even them. No? I think it's just like adult men who play flag football on the international level. So, the International Olympic Committee has confirmed that they will allow NFL players to participate in flag football in the Olympics if the NFL allows it. And in the coming weeks, NFL owners will be gathering to decide if they will allow this. So here, I just want to let you know, here's how the proposal would work. If the owners say yes, each NFL team would be allowed to offer up one player.
One chump.
Yep, for consideration for the roster. And there are 12 players, like I said, in each roster, so there would be some teams not represented in the Olympics.
Mm. But why would you want to even, I mean, it's you're going right into, like, camp.
Yeah, you would be. Yeah. Late. Yeah.
I don't even know when the Olympics are.
It's usually around August? That time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the NBA.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Well, it's not even going to do anything for the league.
I disagree with you strongly.
It's not the game they play. You're just watching.
It's a more exciting version of the
game. It's not the NFL. You think it's going to help boost the league?
Without question.
And question.
Here's why.
It was a 10-yard plan.
The NBA finals were on tape delay in the 1980s. They went to the Olympics. They allowed their stars to play in the Olympics and the Dream Team. And basketball is arguably the most international sport on the planet.
But it's a very global sport.
The NHL allowed their athletes to play in the Olympics in 98, Nagano. It was the greatest 2 weeks of my life, that Olympic hockey tournament. Dominik Hasek wins gold for the Czechs. That exploded Olympic popularity in Asia, or hockey popularity in Asia and parts of Europe that hadn't really had it before. I do think that when you put those kind of superstars with the physical ability they have, even if it's flag football, you now make the game even more global.
But like those, but they were playing the actual sport, not playing watered down football. I mean, Dominik Hasek was playing hockey.
Hockey, but
he wasn't playing street hockey with a ball.
There are different rules for international basketball than there are in the NBA.
But it's still the same game.
Wider ice when you play Olympic hockey.
Well, you think anybody notices the wider ice?
You would notice it if you paid attention.
Guys in shorts and t-shirts with beer sponsorships.
I have a funny feeling that if it is wildly popular in the Olympics, that it becomes its own sport. Like, I don't know if people will even associate it with the NFL or if it becomes almost its own league.
Like,
or
professional?
Professional, but you know how, like, every time you watch the Olympics, some, like, kind of unique sport pops up and you see a lot of interest? Like, it generates a lot of interest. I almost think that flag football, if people are really into it, They're not going to associate it with the NFL. They're going to associate it as its own league, its own sport.
Possible, but I do think that the NFL players involved definitely helps the NFL in Asia, Australia, places where they don't have a foothold yet.
So what if you got, like, guys, like, retired guys? They would be too old.
Yeah, I would think so. You're going to tell me right now that if in 2028 in L.A., the United States rolls out a flag football team of James Cook, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, just think of the stars you have now. The biggest stars in the NFL.
I mean, that's what it would take.
I mean, but that's what's going to happen.
But Mahomes ain't going to play.
How do you know?
Because they're not going to risk it.
It's your
first. They're not going to put Mahomes out there with the money they got invested in this guy.
Jordan.
To tear up a knee and blow up the franchise.
Jordan, Barkley, all those guys went and played. They went and played basketball. They could have torn up a knee.
Yeah, but this is so much more physical, man.
It's flag
football. I think it's going to be a second chance for those guys that didn't make it in the NFL. It's going to be like, you know, just off the top of my head, like Johnny Manziel, who was like the biggest thing in college sports at
now
one point.
Now you're talking.
Like, you're going to get all these guys that were maybe big names in college, went to the NFL, flamed out, but now are going to have like
Troubled
a second
youth.
Chance to be a star.
So actually, I think you're wrong there, and here's why.
Okay.
252.
Tell me why.
252 WCMF with flag football happening in L.A. for the 2028 Olympics. In the coming weeks, the NFL owners will vote whether or not to allow NFL players to participate in the Olympics for the first time ever. So, Kimmy, like I told you, there is already a flag football team. Those guys are livid right now.
Why?
The quarterback for the U.S. national flag football team is on record as saying that he is better than any NFL player they could put back there because he knows how to play this game, not actual regular NFL football.
So why aren't they using that guy?
Well, because they think that the NFL players, which they would be better. Well, I mean, like, these guys are world-class athletes.
By the way, what a watered-down brag. I'm the top flag footballer in the country.
I mean, he is winning championships as the quarterback of the National Flag Football
That's
team.
Like saying you're the world's tallest midget.
Okay, but which by the way, you all brag about all the time.
Yes, but and it goes nowhere.
Here's the thing, though. You don't kind of understand where that guy's coming from. You work your whole life not anticipating the NFL to jump in and steal your thunder. Like, you finally get this opportunity, and nope. I mean, I get where he's coming from. And so, Kimmy, it would be those guys who would go. And I do
the
current National Flag Football team.
Oh, gotcha.
And I do believe, if you want to Google it, there have been several NFL players on record that have said they would love to go play flag football in the Olympics.
But I wonder, though, if the game is so different that, like, they – I mean, just adjusting to, like, the different style play and everything could be tough for some of those professional guys. Because you see sometimes, even with basketball, like, the guys that play in those three-on-three tournaments, like, they're better than some of the guys, like, the professional athletes that jump in and play just because they have a different – way, like a different skill, I guess.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, you could even make an argument for international basketball. Like, there are guys who star in the NBA that have a really hard time adjusting to the different rules of international basketball.
Right.
So in flag football, you can't obviously tackle. Can you block?
I don't know what the rules they play. There's like different rules for different leagues.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the rules
are. There's not a lot of contact.
No, that's the idea of it.
Right. But there is some contact.
You would get the fastest guys in the NFL.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. One of the biggest names that come to my mind that would definitely, I think, be in it would be like Colin Kaepernick, because he's been trying to get back into football for a decade.
But he's got to be 40.
There was an article that said he's still working out trying to get back in the league.
Yeah, but that's 10 years ago.
Yeah, again, I would assume, Chris, that you're going to take a guy who's already a member of this national team winning championships than someone who hasn't
old
played.
Old fart.
So your chance is out, Tommy. Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Do we have players that have committed?
I forgot what I was Googling.
NFL players that have already said they would like to go play in the Olympics. You're underestimating for an athlete the draw of representing your country.
All right.
I know, but here's the thing. I mean, I don't know if I could root for a player from my favorite team in this because, I mean, just in any Olympic sport, somebody's going to get hurt.
Right.
I don't know the extent of the injury, but, like, somebody at some point is going to go down, and then, like, you know, that could affect a team's entire season. I don't know if I like that idea so much.
As a man who loves international basketball and international hockey, Kimmy, you go into that thinking it.
Yeah.
When the game happens, it leaves your mind because you're just so excited that your favorite player is out there doing their thing.
But for somebody that loves the NFL the way you love the NFL your whole life.
Yeah.
And how fast and violent it is. Mm-hmm. To get interested in this doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. I mean, like, don't get me wrong.
It's slow.
No, it's faster.
Well, I mean, it's slow with the action. There's not hitting, tackling.
Oh, no, I disagree. You've never watched it before. It's a smaller field, fewer players, so it's much faster.
Like arena football?
I mean,
like that style?
I guess. Watch it once, but like you've never even seen it. You're crapping all over it.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to watch it because it ain't coming back. This is one of those one-and-done breakdancing ideas.
Also great, though. So some of the notable names who publicly stated their interest include Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Aaron Jones.
There you go.
Bro, they're just saying that.
I'm telling you, man. Like someone like Mahomes, for example. Let's use him, right?
Yeah.
The guy's won multiple Super Bowls, Super Bowl MVPs. Mm-hmm. He's won MVPs. You have a chance to be the first American football player to win a gold effing medal.
Look at that.
That's a big deal.
Hey, once you win a Super Bowl, I could care less about a gold medal. I mean, you know what I mean? Like that's the pinnacle of being an athlete is a Super Bowl.
Think about how many guys that went on that dream team in 92 already had NBA championships and MVP. They wanted that gold
Super Bowl
medal.
Is so huge in this country compared to those other championships.
All right, let's look at LeBron James, for example, right? Like, it was a while before he joined up and played international basketball, right? That guy had MVPs. I can't remember if he had his championship before the first one.
Yeah.
But even, like, when they did the Redeem Team,
he
got everybody together.
Right.
He wanted that gold medal, and he's done it three times now. That gold medal matters.
I guess it does. You know what, Pat? I love America. I support flag football.
How do you not love this? Is it America? This is great. I got the red, white, and blue pumping through my veins right now.
The Olympics are so...
Shut up. Don't you bad-mouth the Olympics.
I like some of it. But some of them, after a while, I go, who the hell's watching this shot put douche?
Man, I can't wait for him to come. You guys see flag football? Oh, my God, it's so cool.
Yep.
Hey, beat the Cubans. 252-WCMF. One last call. Let's talk to Jean Marie. Hello, Jean Marie.
Hey, I've got a real story for you. Happened to do with a real Minnesota Viking back in around 93, 94 in there. We, young professionals in our 20s and 30s, back in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area and other big cities, the amateur flag football leagues were really popular with young business professionals. It was, they went on Sunday mornings and it was like, kind of like their church, okay?
Okay.
Well, Darren Nelson, somebody thought it was a great idea to have Darren Nelson, who used to be a Minnesota Viking, be on our flag football league. And it was lame. You know why? Because when they started throwing, passing the ball over to him, it was just like stupid. And so, no, they want to have a flag football league. I mean, some of these people have egos, and he thought it was cool, and everybody's like, don't ever invite that dude back.
Okay, so you do see the difference, Jean Marie. I understand your frustration between Minnesota Rec League flag football and the pinnacle of athletics in the Olympic Games.
Right.
Okay.
I still think that the Vikings and all these other players, I think it's – you know what? We have too many things. It just goes along. Listen, you got all these guys that want to be in women's sports because they didn't make it in the guys' sports. So now we got professional football players or Kaepernick or whoever. All these people that want to go get into just the average person's sport.
Yeah.
You know?
What the hell
go
is wrong?
Go be a man and go play rugby. You know what?
Jean Marie, I got a question. Can I back up for a second? Can I ask you one question?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong.
Okay,
she was
bye.
A, you know what?
Bye.
She was a young professional trying to play in an amateur sport.
Wow.
And she got pushed around. Yeah. Well, what's going on?
I didn't think we'd get there today.
You got to love tennis to change your entire life to win a Division III trophy.
Carve me up and sign me up.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's take a break.
I thought we were going down a path, a relatable path there.
No, I think that anyone that gets
turns.
I think anyone that gets angry with sharing the field with a former professional, like that's not like the coolest moment of your life. All right, we're going to move on.